This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is USA Prepares. And, you know, if you'd like to call us today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vince Finelli. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you. Well, I mean for the good morning thing. Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I got a call last night, and it was from Europe, and it was P.J. Barden, and he does the Barden Report on Republic Broadcasting, and he... We were talking about the election and Donald Trump and so forth, and then he asked me the question. I was kind of hoping he wouldn't ask me. He said, "Did you vote?" I said, "No. No, I didn't vote for in the presidential selection." And boy, he came down on me. He was really annoyed with me because I did not vote for or cast my opinion for who would be selected by the Electoral College, because my opinion has no bearing. And he was really, really genuinely upset with me for not voting. And then a couple minutes later, he invited me to be on the air with him on Saturday.
Values. People have different values, and you can't judge a person that way. It's not right, because often the values are indicative of where you grew up, like, you know, Christianity and Hinduism. If you had been born in India, your values would have been quite different than being born here in the United States. A lot of people think that, you know, it's an important thing to exercise your right to vote. It is. But it is also a right to protest and not participate in things that you don't believe in. And that's also your right. And right now, you know, I could go either way in terms of those particular specific values, because I have to tell you that none of what happened is real. And December 9th, when the Electoral College does or does not actually give the presidency to Donald Trump, based on popular as opposed to Electoral College votes. Look, it was Trump that said himself that the thing is rigged. It is. And nothing that is happening today is actually real or reflective of the true values and needs of America. And I am embarrassed now to be called an American. I feel ugly. And I didn't do it. And I know that I'm a good person, and yet I'm embarrassed when I talk to friends in Mexico or other places like that. I have friends in Canada that are wondering what I'm going to do now. Are we going to have a revolution? Are we going to have a war? Are we going, the questions can continue to go on. And frankly, I haven't got a clue what's going to happen next.
Well, I'm with you. I'm certainly not happy. And I'm certainly not happy with what has happened for the last bunch of presidencies.
You know, just in Portland, Oregon, where I live, I don't live in Portland. Portland's up north of me, but in Portland, they had a bunch of riots on the Trump riots. They're all over the country. 75% of the people participating in those riots were not even from Oregon. How does that work? They had one, they interviewed a couple of kids. One was 18. He voted for the first time, and he voted for Clinton and thought that Donald Trump was a buffoon. Well, an 18-year-old having that level of opinion is laudable, and I'm impressed. And yet, the kid was not from Oregon. How does that work? Why is he rioting in Oregon? I have a lot of questions. I don't believe that any of it is true. I think there's shills going on. Certainly, the athletes that are banning the Trump hotels now have a right to do that. I remember when they wouldn't want to do it down in the South because of prejudice and discrimination. Vincent, are you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just had a small technical difficulty.
Isn't it amazing how it always seems to happen when we're about to do something like this?
Yeah, yeah. I was on the phone last night. I got had a chance to talk with one of my college friends. She and I were lab partners back at the university in the 70s, and
wow.
She sent me an email and said, you know, how you doing? And so when I was on the phone with her, she said, I haven't seen her in the last, maybe 15 years or so. And she said, I checked the arrest records to see if you're okay, to see if you've been arrested. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You, huh?
Well, I don't know why she didn't just call the house. Well, she had a whole bunch of phone numbers. So she didn't call the house, but she was concerned that I was arrested and have disappeared. So she wanted to make sure I was okay. And I thought that was kind of interesting. But we talked about the election, and so I said, well, did you vote? She said yes. And she asked me if I did, and I said no, and I explained why. And she thought that was reasonable. So we're talking about, you know, a very educated person. She's the chairwoman of a department in a college. So she's bright. She's, you know, on top of what's happening. But we talked about, I said, well, why don't you just go to a search engine and type in Clinton, deaths, D-E-A-T-H-S, and see what happens. And so we talked about, you know, the number of mysterious deaths around the Clinton family, and I explained how dangerous it would be to be a friend of the Clintons. It would, you know, tend to shorten a person's life expectancy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over that, and, you know, when we were done, I think she had realized that, yeah, I guess her vote didn't count, her husband's vote didn't count, none of her children's votes counted. Of course, mine, if I had voted, didn't count. And that's just the way it is. And so over the years, I was thinking about the people whom I supported. Initially, I supported Ron Paul. That didn't work out. I voted for H. Ross Perot. That didn't work out. The guys who I think are the best candidates don't seem to make it. So now
what
I'm
happens
wondering,
when none of them are considered even valid candidates?
Hmm?
You know, like this election. Neither is truly what I would call presidential material. You know, I would have thought that our president is supposed to reflect our most educated and most scholarly.
Well, Donald Trump is supposedly a man of an IQ of 120 or so, maybe up to 130. George W. Bush was the selected person to be at the head of corporate U.S., and his IQ was the lowest of all the presidents. He even had what was called Bushisms. And one of the things that he said, if I'm not mistaken, is he's been misunderestimated all his life. It's not even a word.
I'm misunderestimated.
Yeah, I've been misunderestimated.
Yeah, well, they now have a computer that does that. But, you know, I have to say that the whole thing is creepy, yeah. And that I just don't get it. I don't get it. Trump may still not become our president.
Well, it would be a terrible thing if he's taken.
That would cause a revolution for sure. You know, if the Electoral College reversed for the first time in history, yeah. And they could December 9th. And Soros, who's also a criminal, said so. Is that the fix was on, and that this would happen, and that at some point, when they tried to give the Electoral College tried to give the presidency to Clinton, she would not be able to be found, like habeas corpus.
And there's a name. There's a name that just came up this morning. Henry Kissinger.
There's your boy from Brazil.
That is scary to me. And I'll tell you what happened. Maybe this is coincidence, but let me explain it. Bob Chapman used to be on the air with me 2 hours a week. And it was great. He was really great. And one day I asked him, I said, so who are these, you know, these people who are really running the world? And I mentioned Kissinger's name. And I said, what position would he be, you know, ranking from number one to, you know, lower? And he said 15, number 15. The next thing I know, we're talking about Henry Kissinger, Bob gets sick. He has a pancreas problem. And I would say within a few months he was dead, Bob Chapman. And he was absolutely brilliant. He was he owned a newsletter called the International Forecaster, and it would come out a couple times a week, and we'd receive it here at the farm. And he was right about so many things, and so he talked about Henry Kissinger, and then he dies. And then I was on the air with Larry Nichols, a Clinton insider, and you know, so. Who's Henry Kissinger? And I hear, to my shock, that's above my pay grade. I believe that was a quote. I may be wrong, but that's pretty much what he didn't want to talk about Henry Kissinger. So it seems like Henry Kissinger is the guy in the shadows that people are afraid to discuss.
Is he a Zionist by any chance?
I don't know much about him, but you know he seems to be involved in world affairs and. I'll tell you what, if any of you know who Henry Kissinger is, give us a call. And you can call us at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So the question is, who's Henry Kissinger? Doc Ram and I will be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram's with us, and you mentioned Henry Kissinger. So, according to Wikipedia, Henry Alfred Kissinger was born in 1923. It says he's an American diplomat and a political scientist. He serves as a national security advisor. He served as a national security advisor in the, and later as the United States Secretary of State in the administrations of Nixon and Gerald Ford. And there are plenty of posts that say that Henry Kissinger, I'm looking at another one, Henry Kissinger, he's, according to this post called The Poison Apples, The Poison Apple of the World.com, Henry Kissinger looks like he's quoted as saying, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. And then it says, Henry Kissinger, the most evil Zionist. So I'll put these posts on the website for those who want to see them. But there's another thing. You mentioned George Soros. George Soros' real name is George Schwartz. And it says that let's see. Where was this about? That he is a has dual citizenship, United States and Hungary. So that's interesting. So he has dual citizenship. So where is his loyalty?
Yeah, I don't have a clue in any of this stuff. I much prefer to be a nerd, not involve myself with these kinds of people. But thank God, I did have an opportunity to get to know Richard Nixon, and I actually got a chance to go inside the Oval Office representing certain branches of disclosure, and with the military. And I found him extremely intelligent. But he got caught. And I'm wondering what the action is between the FBI and Hillary Clinton. I'm wondering why that happened as it did. I'm certain there's a real interesting story there.
You mean why they were going to investigate her, then they weren't, then they were, then they're not?
Yeah, exactly. The on-again, off-agains, and the releases of certain specific emails that she had covered up. She's a bad person. Her husband was a bad person. And I think anything that they have to do, like out here in Burns, Oregon, is very, very bad. Right now, most all of our natural resources now have been given to China. That Burns, Oregon event was about the Clinton Foundation giving a Class 1 uranium mine to Russia. And people were killed because of it as a plausible deniability thing. Everybody that was involved, including those that pleaded guilty, are now no longer being charged. There's more going on here, and I don't know that we'll ever really know the full story of what's going on, other than once they had tomography, they knew where everything was in the world underground. And then the world started to change because of the minerals and mining and logging and all the rest of it that's going on right now. It's, I feel like we're being duped and that there's something way more sinister going on than just the one percenters. I have to believe that there's other kinds of entities that are involved in the development of the human race. I think something else is going on here, and I probably will never really get to know. I've been invited to Mexico again. The big thing that I did where I got to meet the president of Mexico and everything back in 2014 is now going to have another one in 2017, a huge conference inviting some very heavy names, and it's about UFO disclosure. Now, I don't know what I'm part of anymore.
UFO disclosure, and that was, by the way, that was something that Bill Clinton was very, very interested in. He wanted to know if there were UFOs, and from what I understand, he was told that his security clearance wasn't high enough. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about what your thoughts are on UFOs? Doc Ram, we'll be right back.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to, oh, by the way, if you'd like to go to a gun show this weekend, Wichita, Kansas, Cartersville, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, RK Gun Shows, rkshows.com, Wichita, Kansas, Cartersville, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, all this weekend, November 19 and 20. Rick, UFOs, what are they? And are they real?
Well, yes, of course they're real. They're unidentified. So where did they come from? That's unidentified. I don't know. We've had Foo Fighters that have been filmed. We have had UFO sightings over Mount Rainier in the early 50s that were unidentified. Throughout history, there are drawings on, you know, cave walls where they've actually witnessed them. So do I believe that UFO exists? Yes, I do. Do I believe that we have UFO? Yes, probably we do. I believe that we're being visited. I can't prove it. It is a personal belief, just like I believe in faith and other kinds of things. This is something that without evidence, of supporting evidence, I absolutely know there's something else going on. I have personally witnessed artifacts that were not from anything in our current civilization, whether they were from a previous civilization that had technologies we did not, and or alien technologies, I don't know. It's always like that. It's like you have just enough to spur your peak of interest, and you know something's going on, but not enough to actually confirm it.
I met Al Bielek back in the 90s, and he claimed at that time that he and his brother Cameron were part of the Philadelphia experiment in the Philadelphia Naval Harbor, and that the during World War II, the U.S. Navy was very interested in making ships invisible because we were taking some hits and our ships were being sunk. So the Navy was interested in making ships invisible. And he said that Nikola Tesla was involved, Robert Von Neumann, and ultimately Albert Einstein was involved in the work there to try to make the ship, this test ship, the USS Eldridge, invisible. And there was an accident, as he said, and this accident caused a hole to be made in time. And he said through that hole, that is the hole through which the craft came and crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Have you heard that?
No, not that particular element of it. I am familiar with the Philadelphia experiments, of course, and have my own opinions on what I think happened there. I know John Hutchinson effect, who is essentially trying to duplicate some of those things working with harmonics and radar. How that all works, stay tuned. It's like technologies where dance and music or sound was used to change space-time. We know that that's possible because I've seen and witnessed things like Ghost Dance and the Whirling Dervish, and so I know that there's something else going on in that arena, but I don't have a clue yet what it means. It's outside my understanding of physics. Right now, I'm writing on time travel and can tell you that time is not at all what we think it is. And so, are UFOs real? Listen, Boeing right now has a magnetic monopole. They absolutely do. It is obviously being used for some kind of a craft that balances itself on a space-time curvature. And whether they're using three or four magnetic monopoles like you would a chair in balancing for a union, I don't know how that all works, but I do know that we have that technology. We have teleportation technologies right now. So I don't know what it all means.
When you say magnetic monopole, are you talking about some kind of a thrust engine that can be used?
It's not an engine.
Propel?
It's a one-sided magnetic monopole. Mono meaning one. That means it's either negative or positive, and the lines are coming out of it or the lines are going into it, but that it goes outward. And we have theoretically proposed such a concept. I have written some technical papers on that event, and now we have it. How it's being deployed in aircraft and or other kinds of vehicles, I don't know. I know that
as you mentioned that monopole, I was thinking, wouldn't that be technology that could be used to propel something through space? And then as you described it further, I was thinking, couldn't this be used as a weapon to disrupt, you know, all kinds of things that...
there's all kinds of things that you can do with it, just like artificial intelligence. Right now, people do not realize that we now have a technology that is more dangerous than nuclear energy. The artificial intelligence and the D-wave technology of artificial intelligence has the potential of, you know, people like Elon Musk and others are talking about us being trapped in a computer simulation. And when you realize that the Earth is made of silicone, you know, that's another kind of life form. And that's what we call computer chips. And so I don't know. I can speculate because I love science fiction. I am your Huckleberry in that regard. But I don't know.
When you say trapped inside a simulation, are you saying something like we have computers running everything? We have computers. I have an old Mercedes, and this darn thing will not let me start it and then put it in drive or reverse or neutral. The gear shift lever is absolutely positively stuck. It's stuck because of a computer control. And so I have to manually override. I literally have to stick a pen, the diameter, like a Bic pen, inside this secret compartment that Mercedes puts there to override the computer control that will not let me put the
there's a series on TV that people could watch that if they're not sure what I'm talking about, called Person of Interest. And it is well done, well written, and semi-accurate in regard to what I think and understand is going on with artificial intelligence. And right now, this kind of life form is able to go into universes that a man cannot. Further, they're now, just as of yesterday in Futurism Journal, they're talking about giving AIs the ability to feel pain. Now, imagine where this may go when we start to get into Kurzweil and his transhumanism. There's something else going on here, and time and space are not what we think they are, and when we do things like the Philadelphia experiment, we are left with more questions than we have answers.
So do you think that it's possible that there was an accident?
Yes, Dr. Carl Schleicher, one of my mentors, did the Philadelphia experiments, and basically they were working with radar systems to create an object that was invisible to radar. And what happened next was a seemingly spatial distortion that occurred that allowed several different kinds of things to fall into the same space together. Now, we know that a chair is not solid, that it's basically composed of mostly empty space. And what happened was that several things occupied that same location, including several human beings. And they were killed, of course. But we don't understand what that meant because we still don't have an accurate understanding yet on what space or time actually are.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. What actually is time?
Well, there it is. That's what I'm trying to write about now. It is the moment. And it's a cavitation ball. It's like when a drop of water falls from the sky and hits a pool of water, the drop of water pops back up into the air, only it's not a drop of water anymore. It is a bubble trapping air inside it, and it's in a topological metaphor where it's turning inside out is a topological surface. It's called a cavitation ball, and we observe it in the most simplest of processes where we have a screw on a submarine or something going through the water, creating a bunch of little air bubbles. They're not air bubbles, but that's what they are. They're called cavitation bubbles. And that has now become the foundation of understanding how the Casimir effect works and cold fusion processes, found in the leading edge of a wave that allows you to be able to surf. We're now only just now understanding how these processes work, and we observe them doing strange things to space-time, and yet we have no idea yet what it all means.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. What is cavitation? And it appears that there are these air bubbles that...
Well, it has to do... And by the way, yesterday on Facebook, I posted they have found a second phase of liquid water that is very interesting. And I posted that on my Facebook page at docram.com. Now, that is the breakthrough. We are now discovering that water is not what we thought it is. It has a whole bunch of different elements to it, including ortho and para water. Levo rotary, where it's the dipole moment is going off in that direction rather than this direction. And so there are two kinds of water in the, and then we have the isotopes,
And that was another question I had about sea levels rising.
You know what I mean? Every time I make a discovery, there are more questions than there are answers.
Absolutely right. And so one of those questions is, sea levels rising. We've learned that, you take ice and it melts, and it, even though it's bigger, it...
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to
learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
May have a bit of good news, breaking news. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper resigns, and you know, as appointed persons in the administration, they're required when the term of their CEO is over, they're required to turn in letters of resignation. Well, James Clapper has already done that, so it's great. It's just a good first step to have some new blood in there, different blood. You know, that's in concert with never reelect anyone. So that's great news. James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, resigning, and he's going to stay through the end of the term, but he's leaving, which is wonderful. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Bennett. Hello, Rick.
Hey.
I just wanted to say one thing that you mentioned earlier, Bill Clinton asking about UFOs and told that it was he didn't have a high enough security clearance. Well, yes. I have a close friend who relative. I'm going to talk around this because when I tell you what they said, it might even now have some ramifications. But anyway, what I got from very good authority, a certain relative was very connected. And whenever Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, he moved in those circles, and he said he was sitting down in the Cape, I guess at Chappaquiddick, where they had the Kennedy compound. He goes, Bill Clinton was there, Senator Ed Kennedy, and spent the afternoon, and it was leisurely and off the record. And he said that Bill Clinton, out of the blue, just popped it to Senator Kennedy, who was pretty powerful and been around and might have heard some things. He says, what are UFOs? So Kennedy shot right back at him and said, if you want to get on the track, you should look into USOs, unidentified submerged objects. And he said they didn't talk much more beyond that. He just gave them that one line to say, go in that direction. And I know that they've seen a lot of things. D.B. Cooper, I think, no, not D.B. Cooper. There was another man, Mr. Cooper. He had a talk program that was maybe, he supposedly, I guess he was, they're not sure, but they think he was murdered by the police.
His name was Bill Cooper, William Cooper.
Yeah. Well, he said that when he was in the Navy, him and the men on watch saw a very large saucer-type craft come out of the water, tilt, and go right into the atmosphere. And then after maybe a half hour or so, in the same general vicinity, he saw it come down and re-enter the ocean. And he said that basically they investigated it, and they had an intelligence officer from the Navy come down. He goes, as soon as the man asked Mr. Cooper what he saw, he says, the previous guy, he goes, as soon as the guy started talking about the man, vociferously swore at him. And the guy got mad and walked away, and he goes, when Bill came, he realized what he was doing. They wanted to hush the whole thing up. So they were telling him, basically, don't ever mention this again. And Bill Cooper said, I didn't see anything. Nothing at all, sir. And he goes, you'll go far in the Navy.
I used to listen to Bill Cooper on shortwave radio. I thought he was absolutely fabulous. And then he was murdered, right?
That's what they never really clarified it, but you know and I know, where the Blue Plague is involved, you're not going to get the right story because they're going to cover their assets, so to speak.
I thought William Cooper was absolutely fabulous, and his broadcast, I believe, was called The Hour of the Time, if I'm not mistaken.
Something from some of the old things I've read. If I may just say this, and I won't hold you gentlemen up, you know who I think would be a very interesting occasional guest that I'm sure both of you have listened to? He was kind of the Art Bell of yesteryear, and he went off about 6 years ago for health reasons, was Chuck Harder from For the People.
I met Chuck Harder in Florida. I met him at I went down to see the Telford Hotel. So I drove down there with Mrs. Finelli, and I was looking for him, and I couldn't find him. So I saw this large vehicle and a big guy in it, and it was at the drive-thru of McDonald's. So I parked my car, ran over to him, and I said, "Are you Chuck Harder?" And he said, "Yeah." And he was getting his lunch. And then he took off. But so I saw him, but that was it. George, did you want to hold on?
No, that's okay. Thank you. Good talking.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good talking with you. Yeah, I'll see if I can find contact information for Chuck Harder. And I used to listen to him as well. His broadcast, he had a publication, For the People. And I think that was the name of his broadcast. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.